New York State's Ethics Commission has called a special meeting next Tuesday. And while the agenda has not been disclosed, members are likely to discuss the sexual harassment charges against Assemblyman Vito Lopez and the way Speaker Sheldon Silver handled them. But there's little public discussion coming from the Assembly itself, especially its female members. WNYC's Colby Hamilton tried to break the resounding silence.
Over the past 2 days, WNYC reached out to more than 30 members of the State Assembly. Only a handful returned our phone calls. Of those that did, the reaction varied. Assemblywoman Addie Russell, a Democrat from the North Country, says she felt Silver handled the issue appropriately.
You know, we have a zero-tolerance policy, and I think that the swift action that has been taken demonstrates that we take these allegations very seriously.
But for others, like Republican Assemblywoman Annie Rabbit, Silver's payments in lieu of an investigation come as both shocking and outrageous.
When I first saw it, I was sick, really sick to my stomach, because firsthand, I can remember as a young girl waitressing, and I remember being in an atmosphere where the owner's son tormented me for a whole summer. And I remember that experience was one of the worst experiences a young girl, a woman, anyone should ever feel.
If there's as much unspoken frustration and anger among the rest of the women in the Assembly, it's so far been unseen. That's a shame, says former Village Voice investigative reporter Wayne Barrett.
He has a conference of Democrats that are most liberal Democrats in the state of New York. A lot of them are women. And if they're just going to sit on their hands one more time with Shelley Silver behaving the way he has, which is likely. It's likely. They're the only ones who can take Shelley Silver out.
Governor Cuomo has advised the state's top ethics committee to look into the allegations against Lopez and their handling. But given the closed-door nature of the committee, it's uncertain what, if anything, will be made public. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.